This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces have continued their assault on Ukraine, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kiev and other cities, even as the two countries held another round of diplomatic talks. The talks ended Monday without a breakthrough, but more negotiations are scheduled for Tuesday. The fighting is now in its third week. Thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million people to flee Ukraine. Some of the exhausted refugees have shared heartbreaking stories about leaving family members behind. The Red Cross says the bombardment has caused, quote, nothing short of a nightmare. The White House is considering having U.S. President Joe Biden visit Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million people to flee Ukraine. And the UN is considering meeting more. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's top court has refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to U.S. to face spying charges, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Britain's Supreme Court said it refused Julian Assange's case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. He faces charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. A lower court in December had initially rejected a U.S. extradition request on the ground that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. The U.S. later provided assurances that the WikiLeaks founder wouldn't face severe treatment. Assange's U.S.-based lawyer called the ruling disappointing. He said Assange is being prosecuted for releasing truthful and newsworthy information. I'm Norman Hall.
Iran has reportedly suspended talks with Saudi Arabia in the wake of a mass execution on Saturday. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Iranian state-linked media reports that country has decided to suspend talks aimed at defusing tensions with regional rival Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia reportedly put to death 81 people, a group that activists believe included over three dozen Shiites. Iran is the largest Shiite Muslim country in the world. Saudi Arabia's Shiites have long complained of being treated as second-class citizens. Saudi Arabia's executions of Shiites have stirred regional unrest in the past. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Peru on Monday restarted in-school classes for the first time in 2 years after they were suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some 4.2 million children in the public system and 3 million children taught in private institutions will progressively return to their classes, the education ministry said on Twitter. Children had not attended school since March 16, 2020. An anti-war protester interrupted the main news program on Russia's state TV Channel 1 on Monday, holding up a sign behind the studio presenter with slogans denouncing the war in Ukraine. The sign in English and Russian read, quote, no war, stop the war, don't believe propaganda, they are lying to you here. The extraordinary protest took place on day 19 of the war, which began when Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th in what it calls a special military operation. Channel 1 said it was undertaking an internal review into the incident, TASS news agency reported. Quote, stop the war, no to war, the woman protester could be heard shouting as a news anchor continued to read from her teleprompter. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.